The new lab is scheduled to open in mid-2006, replacing a smaller one. The current facility has played a key role in testing deer for chronic wasting disease. Lab Director Robert Scholl says the larger building will provide expanded lab space for analyzing the thousands of deer brain samples that come in each year, as well as the space and equipment for testing cattle for mad cow disease.
There is a biosecure necropsy area, which is where we can examine animals that may have died with one of these diseases and contain any threat of spread of the disease. So there's a lot of capabilities in the new building that we just don't have in the current facility, which is now 40 years old.
In addition, Scholl says the new lab will have space to carry out molecular DNA testing. That's the fastest growing approach to tracking diseases by their genetic footprint.
In the new laboratory, we will have somewhere around 3,500 square feet spread over four or five rooms dedicated to molecular diagnostics, which will really allow us to become a laboratory of the 21st century.
The new lab will serve the more than 2,000 veterinarians in the state, as well as agribusiness companies and the Department of Natural Resources and the Department of Agriculture. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.